This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. It's been a little while since we visited with an artisan of Michigan, so let's go to a woodshop near Ann Arbor. David Zaret builds cabinetry for kitchens, but he started out as a software engineer.
It got to the point where I just couldn't stare at a screen anymore after 20-some years of doing it. And though I still love engineering software and I'm still involved in it, day by day, I have to do a physical build rather than a virtual build.
And when he says physical, he really means it.
The best days are those when I am exhausted, sore, bleeding, and disgustingly dirty, and those days are the best.
Why?
Well, it's just, you know, the exercise of putting your hands on something natural and something tangible, which is kind of unlike what I'm used to in software with my previous career, and going from a tangible, beautiful material into something useful and beautiful and functional in the home is what I live for. I love it.
This all started years ago when he bought a century-old two-story graystone in Chicago.
There was beautiful oak trim done by the craftsman back in the late 1800s, and there was this built-in in a nook in the first floor. In the second floor where I lived, and I renovated the entire place, but in the second floor in the 50s, there had been a fire.
He says looking at the unit downstairs and knowing what the second floor could look like, he just kept thinking, one day, I'm going to have to replicate that built-in cabinetry that's supposed to be there.
It took me the better part of a decade to get my confidence level up, to get my tooling up. I didn't have any training woodworking at all. I didn't have relatives in the trade or anything like that. It was a lot of reading, a lot of experimenting. And frankly, a lot of it is overcoming lack of self-confidence early on.
Since then, he's done 23 high-end kitchens for family and friends. He's got definite ideas about what's beautiful. First, he prefers the traditional style. He says he doesn't see anything wrong with the Euro style that's become popular, but that's just not his thing. Second, he really doesn't think you should see the appliances when they're not in use. He builds doors that open and slide back to access the oven and stove. You don't see the refrigerator. What you do see are basically floor-to-ceiling beautiful wood panels. Finally, he doesn't like to waste the hardwoods he uses. Why use more than absolutely necessary?
I do a lot of veneering, and I buy from a veneer dealer in New York State that specializes in really high-end veneers, but I try to stick to North American hardwoods. We are blessed to have some of the most fantastic trees in the world here, or close to us in Canada, and I don't see any reason to be taking down rainforests. I just don't.
He says veneer maximizes the value and the volume of a given tree. Plus, those thin slices from the same tree can be bookended so that the pattern on one door is reflected in the opposite door. Think butterfly wings. You'll have to look at the photos on the Michigan Radio website to get the idea. Zaret also buys a lot of local urban lumber. When somebody's building, sometimes trees are taken out. He says it's mortifying when those trees get cut down and then put in the chipper. So he mills it himself, or he has it milled. I asked him a question that I ask a lot of artisans, and that is, can you see flaws in your work when you're finished? Like everyone else answered, he sees things that no one else actually would, but he says he doesn't think about it that much.
I think that it's the exercise of doing the work more than the end result that drives me. And I think I've always been that way. It's, you know, what tooling do I have to make? What knives do I have to make for the next job? What jigs do I have to make to support the curved piece for the next job? That's the stuff that I really like. I think I'm more of an engineer than an artist.
He says he's still using his computer engineering skills to design the tools, program certain woodworking equipment. That engineering gene didn't disappear. It's just evolved into making cabinetry and casework that is stunning precision work.
I've not found a better combination of engineering and artistry.
David Zaret is our latest Artisan of Michigan.